KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
Newlyweds Mary and Harold Colton came from Pennsylvania to honeymoon in Arizona in 1912. They were entranced by the magical beauty of northern Arizona. The visit made a lasting impression on the couple, and eventually, in 1926, they returned and made Flagstaff their permanent home. Mary, a talented landscape painter, and Harold, a zoologist, were deeply committed to their new home and immediately sought to protect the area's cultural and natural treasures. Scholar and historian Betsy Fallman.
They became very concerned with cultural heritage. They saw East Coast archaeologists coming out from the Smithsonian, from other museums, digging in the northern part of Arizona and taking it all back out of state. And so there began to be an effort in the mid-1920s to see how they could keep that cultural heritage in Arizona. And that led to the founding of the Museum of Northern Arizona in 1928.
The Coltons envisioned an all-encompassing museum.
The challenge was to found a sustainable institution to preserve that heritage in all different ways, all different levels, all different fields. So they had biologists on staff. They had archaeologists on staff. She was the art person, showed some of her artwork, showed the artwork of others, showed the artwork of Native American artists within the context of showing Anglo artists as well. And the challenge to create an institution that could embrace all of that cultural patrimony and heritage.
For Mary and Harold, contemporary tribal peoples were a critical part of that cultural heritage.
They began a show of Hopi arts and crafts in 1930. They began a show of Navajo arts and crafts in 1936. The Zuni show, all of these are still ongoing, and the Zuni show they started much, much later, but they had a deep commitment to the two major tribes in the area of the Northern Plateau. And that was their focus. They also had a concern with those tribes being able to make a living. They started with Hopi. They began to institute silver-making projects that would give Hopi a source of income. Silver inspired by motifs on pottery, on rugs, then became silverware. Really, really beautiful stuff.
The museum flourished under Mary Colton's innovative and progressive leadership.
She had so many interesting new museum ideas about outreach and embedding in community, which are still very current today. You know, some museums exist and you'd never know there's a community around them. Others are deeply embedded in those communities and do something to help those communities while they keep to their museum mission. The museum still has its mission, and the mission is a wonderful statement. This place shows ideas and not things. And I think that concept of what is the foundation for the museum is something that's both important for institutions today, and that I think has been fundamental to their identity.
This summer, the Museum of Northern Arizona in Flagstaff will present a special exhibit, Mary Russell Farrell Colton, Artist and Advocate in Early Arizona. For more details, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project, produced by 89.5 KBOK and supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council.